Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Load them up, boys. We're baby crockers when you need them.
And here we go. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. I've been having a little bit of trouble today, so I've had to call in the content crew. And joining me for the first time in quite some time is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Bill, it's always a pleasure. For a while, you let me come on, you know, and it just worked out. I was the last thing on Friday and the first thing on Monday, and I thought, gosh, my spot's secure. It's like leading off one inning and picking up at the other. No one else gets a chance to steal a story from me in between.
Yeah. That's a pretty good setup to have right there. You get to be the first on the scene.
And it's great that you're feeling a little better. I was worried. Thank you for calling me. And it was just great to hear your voice.
My pleasure.
Do you have anything in mind? Shall we just jump into the news of the day?
Well, what I've got in mind, I mean, the stuff that was important to me 2 or 3 weeks ago when I fell off of the planet for a moment is still important to me now. So I really haven't caught up on the news of the day, although I did see some of Gropey Joe's nonsense when he addressed joint session of Congress the other day. But I am more than willing to let you, with all of the various content pathways that you take, please, if you would, take the lead.
Well, you know, we'll wander in some direction, and if the spirit moves, we'll change. The thing that I loved was, and this is, I can't quite figure it out. We've had some, despite the election, so I saw somebody call it the junta of 2020, and I thought, yeah, you know, that's not far wrong. Despite the crazy sounds coming out of the Biden administration, there's some good news about the Second Amendment. And I had to go all the way back to refresh this story because it's run for so long. You remember when Defense Distributed said, we can print 3D guns out of plastic,
right?
Grow your own Glock. And then it became, hey, do you know they have metal printing? You could grow your own XP, XDM, whatever you'd like. M&P, who cares? And then they said, yeah, that 3D printing, sintering, really, is hard. It's difficult. It doesn't really have the reliability we'd like. You know, with desktop machining, you could machine rails and drill some holes and have something that looked pretty much like a modern pistol. And they said, okay, what does this say about gun control? When grandma can exercise her credit card and build her gun in her living room, I would suggest she uses the garage. It creates some fumes, some smoke, a lot of dust. But it makes the idea of, oh, you have to register your gun and you need a background check. Why? Why? The cat's out of the bag. If I can do it, if grandma can do it, then criminals can do it. And in fact, criminals don't seldom bother to build their guns. As you rightfully point out over and over, most violence is by criminal drug gangs. If they're importing billions of dollars of guns, millions of illegal aliens, thousands of pounds of illegal drugs, they can import a few pounds of steel and brass. But finally, of all people, the Ninth Circuit, which is just surprising. Now, it was a three-judge panel. They overturned a judge who, way out in Washington state, said, oh, yes, you can't issue those computer files. This is defense distributed. Once you issue computer files, they're out in the world. They're backed up on servers. So it was a little like a judge said, you can unring that bell. And the Ninth Circuit Court said, no, you can't. But the reasons were slightly interesting. Defense distributed and the Department of State had entered into a consent agreement. Originally, the Department of State was interested because they said, you know, technically, you might be exporting guns. That runs afoul of import-export restrictions for arms. And then they went, wait a minute. I mean, literally, you and I can find on the Internet how to turn a piece of iron pipe in a hardware store into a slam-fire shotgun. That's not the same as exporting an aircraft or a military system. These are very primitive weapons. But those tools and techniques have been known for years. They're out there. They're common knowledge. I wonder, Bill, and I'd like your opinion, if like so many things about the Ninth Circuit, this will be overturned by an en banc decision. What they technically said was that, look, this was a resolution from the Department of Justice, and appellate judges don't get to review that.
We'll see. I mean, it's interesting how the Ninth Circuit works, because whenever they do this panel thing, normally they come out pro-Second Amendment, and then they have to circle the wagons and come in bonk in order to get what they want. But, I mean, while Trump was president, he replaced half of them. So at some point, they're going to do one of these en banc hearings, and they're still going to come out pro-Second Amendment.
From your lips to God's ears, the Chief Justice gets to pick the judges. Now, it wouldn't surprise you at all that the Washington judge, Judge Robert Lansing, who came out against defense distributed, was appointed by Bill Clinton.
Sure. Not at all that, but, you know.
What's so interesting to me in all this claim that, oh, you know, you can't manufacture your own guns. Guns need to go through an FFL. They need to be serialized. 53 years ago, firearms were routinely not serialized. And what was it? The Gun Control Act of 1968 said, oh, yeah, by the way, drop some stamps on there to tell us which ones they are. What's amazing is when you actually look at how guns were serialized, there are lots of gaps and things and like, oh, we used that number before. Okay, stamp a D for duplicate on it. It's the system isn't nearly as clean as you'd think.
Very rarely is it, but it's like all things, you know, me and you sitting here trying to figure out their mindset as to why they do things or how they do things is sort of silly just because we don't think that way, isn't it?
Well, you know what? I think we expect a reason.
We expect logic.
We expect a motivation, and I think the real motivation is, I want the government to be bigger. I want you to be disarmed because the people that I work for are afraid of you and want to control you and do horrible things. I mean, when we come back, we've got to talk about the Supreme Court and they're taking up a gun case. We have to talk about the crazy FBI still using the Russian investigation in order to punish Biden's political opponents. When we get back.
Indeed. And we will go in that general direction when we do it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to CZ-USA.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical-free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you, too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCKANDLOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and he's helping me out tonight because I probably couldn't do this by my lonesome. And I guess we're going to talk about the Supreme Court now. Where would you like to go with this, young fellow?
Well, the Supreme Court said they're finally going to take a gun case. The question presented was sort of dumbed down. So here's what I fear, is that the question will be so narrow that it won't address the fundamental issue of what's the standard for review on Second Amendment cases. I don't know if... Well, that's literally why I hope Judge Roberts votes against us, is on the losing side, and Judge Thomas gets to write the majority opinion. So, and here's things like this, and it just bothers me, you know, is the phrase proper cause anything more than a way for politicians to weasel word a bunch of bureaucrats doing whatever they want with our rights? You know, proper cause and need, they seem too vague as legislation, because politicians are supposed to legislate, and then the judiciary is just supposed to interpret well-defined terms. Proper cause, you can drive a truck through that bill. And in fact, we've seen that happen time and again. Where was it? Oh, Oregon, just the other day. Oregon said they're going to double, arbitrarily, the price to get a concealed carry permit, which is now, while that's happening, we are, and I mentioned it before, we're seeing good news happen on the Second Amendment. In Illinois, a judge said even a $10 fee to get a FOID card made it an unnecessary burden, therefore unconstitutional, and a woman who had a gun in her home, the police were called for something else when they discovered the firearm, and then they go, let me see your FOID card, don't have one, okay, you're arrested. The judge said, no, that's a crazy burden. You require we get a permit to own something for that we have a constitutional right to own. We've seen rulings like that before. They've never been pushed up the chain in Illinois. Maybe they will this time. I noticed that the Illinois State Rifle and Pistol Association immediately said, dear judge, if you think the $10 fee's a problem, how about having to wait 9 months to a year to get that card? Well, we'll see. Does that mean that they can no longer require that card? Because you can't even touch a gun in Illinois without that card. You can't get ammunition at a gun range where you take your own gun without that card. Again, is that states pushing against Biden's threats of huge infringements on the Second Amendment? Or is this just the results of years and years of hard work by pro-gun advocates, and finally we're grinding out some wins?
No telling.
Flip
no
coin?
Telling.
Some of both? Yeah.
Probably a little bit of both, because... there's just something about the tone-deaf declarations that Biden makes when he says, we're going to stop this today. We can stop this right now. First of all, until they figure out how to stop poverty, fatherless families, and right. let people be educated, not let them fall through those cracks, this is going to happen again and again.
Right.
There's going to be more and more Dante writes, yeah, as we go along.
Tragic. Tragic. And here's the thing that just, well, I think we're catching on. There have been some polls that have come out, and the number of us who say, yeah, gun control, even when the pollsters throw biased questions at us, more of us say, yeah, no, not, keep your gun control. We need to protect the right to bear arms, because you guys don't have this safety issue covered at all. I'll take care of myself. And Well, what did we have? 6 million new gun owners since Inauguration Day? I don't think they're sitting there going, yeah, Biden's got this covered. I'll just relax and let him take care of it. You're absolutely right. Somebody did do a fact check on him when he said, yeah, the assault weapons ban saved lives. No, when it expired, what's the technical term for the way it expired? It had a 10-year sunset provision. The legislative analysts look at it and said, no, if crime went down, it sure wasn't because of this. What they've oddly done is expand the definition of assault weapon to mean, just like the word just cause, assault weapon means any gun I'd like to ban.
Sure.
You know, you point that out when you close the show every week. It's never been about gun control. It's always been about, right?
Total control.
Yeah, and prophetic, accurate, and, like, I wish the politicians weren't, you know, that was supposed to be a dare. That was supposed to be a warning, not a dare, to every anti-gun Democrat.
Yeah, well.
But again, and I'll toss in a number here. When we do these polls, we now see 3/4 of Republicans and 1/2 of independents say that we should work to protect the rights to bear arms rather than pass more gun control. And I think the media hysteria is backfiring. We've been fed BLM violence. And we go, wow, it's really a dangerous place out there. Well, it is in Democrat-controlled cities. And when you look at their murder rates, they've soared. And a bunch of people said, the media fed me violence. I assume it's next door. And I'm going to go get a gun. Probably not what the media had intended.
Well, you know, we don't have time to talk about this. Tell people how to find you real quick, and we'll talk about this in the next little bit.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. I blog at slowfacts.wordpress.com, and I get to write the Armed Citizens column on Ammoland. More when we come back.
More when we come back. And, some things to consider. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
100 million American adults are now fully vaccinated. That's nearly 40% of all U.S. adults.
By the end of May, we'll have enough vaccine supply for every adult American. In fact, just this week, we shipped our 300 millionth dose to states, tribes, territories, and federal channels.
White House COVID-19 coordinator Jeff Zients making that announcement during a news briefing. Federal agents are at a southeast Texas home after over 90 human smuggling victims were discovered inside.
They basically, are in there in their basic clothing and all huddled together. So that's what we saw when we got in.
Houston Assistant Police Chief Darren Edwards saying officers were extremely surprised to find dozens of people inside a two-story house in the city. Edwards thinks some of the possible victims may have coronavirus. USA Radio News. Police across the nation are mourning the death of an officer in Gilbert, Arizona. A suspect in a stolen car struck and killed one officer, critically injuring another during a wild chase involving gunfire and multiple law enforcement agencies in the Phoenix suburb. Chandler Police Officer Christopher Farr was killed, and a Gilbert police officer was hospitalized and is in critical condition. Arizona Governor Doug Ducey ordering flags at half-staff to honor the fallen officer. Vice President Harris is pitching the Biden administration's sweeping infrastructure plan. During a roundtable discussion in Cincinnati, Harris says the American Jobs Plan will help working families.
You know, when I think about it, I think about good transit equals vibrant communities, right? So if we think about it in terms of an investment in public transit, it is an investment in job creation.
Harris also saying public transit is good for public health and curbing climate change. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Trying to figure out where the month went, but then I realized I was laying around being delirious. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. We're speaking with Rob Morse, and you started talking about things in various places. Now, you realize that the possibility, and I've thought about this a little bit. In the event that there would be a civil war type thing, you realize that most of the fighting is going to happen in the blue cities, right?
Right.
Which means, I don't know how blue Lake Charles is. I won't be involved in that fight. I guess we'll have to watch it on CNN and hear about the peaceful protests.
Bill, our cities are so insanely vulnerable with the materials that I can get at any hardware store. Anybody with a half ounce of organization and a little bit of thought can unplug our major metropolitan cities. They survive through our grace. Let me say this another way. They get power and water from outside those cities. If you want to make them thirsty and dark, it's not hard. It doesn't take some super ninja Delta Force team, you know, a bunch of rednecks who scratch their head for a minute can go, gosh, that's right here in my garage. And all of a sudden the lights go out in New York and Atlanta.
So you're telling me that we could recruit the elements of the Salvation Army to do it?
Pretty much. It's not rocket science. I pray it never comes to that. I don't want this to become a shooting war. On the other hand, we just saw, this is my nightmare scenario, Bill, and you, I'm sure, have had fears like it. We just saw the FBI used to punish Rudy Giuliani due to his political affiliations. He didn't violate any crimes. You know what, they're going to, FBI is coming in chanting, Russia, Russia, Russia. That hoax is old. The Biden administration had to restoke it just to have an excuse to excuse their political intimidation using the FBI. It's the same FBI that runs the NICS system.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, we forgot to plug it in today. No more purchases of guns and ammo.
Well, when you put it that way, it's almost like saying it's. They're also the ones that run the post office. I mean, that's pretty. The NICS system to me is a sign of failure.
Yes.
And every time they come out and call for more gun control, that also is a further sign that, you know, you told us that if we got background checks, this would solve everything.
Right.
Cats and dogs would live together. People would prefer the end slices of bread if we did this. I mean, everything was going to change.
23,000 promises later, that's how many firearms regulations there are. No, we haven't reached nirvana, and nor are we closer to it. I think, isn't that strange? The media sells guns in the hands of the police in our crime show dramas. They almost never show the good guys doing the right thing. You and I talk about that. Thank you. And yet, at the same time, we're told gun violence is an epidemic. I go, compared to what? I mean, literally, you're, what, 1,500 times more likely to die from heart disease than being shot by any long gun? You know, you and I are living proof.
Yeah. I don't know what the order of magnitude is. When you look at how, I mean, 2.5 million people die prematurely per year.
Right.
And the top three are heart disease, cancer, which they switch back and forth, and medical misadventure. And then way down below is real homicide, not suicide with a gun, because suicide is a different category altogether.
Right.
Suicide with a gun is counted in the same way as suicide with a train, suicide doing a jump, suicide with pills, as it should be. And, being shot is way down. It's very low on the totem when it comes to that stuff. But I love the epidemic part of it because we have this pandemic going on right now.
Right.
And we've had to mask up and social distance and shut down during a pandemic. But during the epidemic of gun violence, which doesn't really exist, because the epidemic, I've always thought the epidemic was worse. Shouldn't the bag boys at the local grocery store be wearing a plate carrier?
Or shouldn't we send the drug gangs who are routinely arrested in Chicago, send them to be prosecuted in federal courts because we're looking at 5 to 7 mandatory. But instead, we found out that during the administration, when there was a Democrat in the White House, and we're seeing it again now that Biden's in office, we see federal prosecution for gun crimes in blue cities drop. The politicians need the sound bites while young black men get killed.
Yep.
I hate this.
Yep.
I hate this. And by the way, just to throw some more sand in their gears, you're more likely to be hit with a hammer or die by a hammer or a club than you are by any long gun, including any assault rifle. So I think we might be getting a little smarter, and you can't fool all of us all the time. And if you ever could, Joe Biden is certainly not the guy to do it.
Yeah, Joe can't do anything clandestinely and get by with that one. It's just going to show way too much. But had to hit the call button. Sorry. I do find, you know, with all this talk that's going on in the meantime, the trendy thing going on in the United States is, you know, constitutional carry. And while they're talking about less guns, less people carrying guns, in the states leading the way are saying everybody carry guns. So I don't know. Right. At some point, there's going to be a collision on that one.
You and I hope. We'll talk. Oh, God. 5 seconds, Bill. Oh, no. We got a minute. All right.
Yeah.
Then good. Texas has. Don't you wish they'd get it right, please? They've got two competing constitutional carry bills. I think the legislation that passed the House isn't identical to what passed the Senate. And finally, Governor Abbott said, listen, you two, get something on my desk. The lieutenant governor goes, oh, man, I don't know if we have the votes. Well, stand up and let's find out who's going to knuckle under. You know, okay, who took Bloomberg money and never told us? Let's find out, because then we'll know during the next election. I can't tell whether it's smart politics for Texas Democrats to or Texas Republicans to shield the rhinos, or whether we should out them now. If I'm going to lose, I want to find out why.
Yeah.
So, wow.
Let's out them now. We need to out them now. Absolutely, yes, sir. We'll be right back. Okay. This is Lock and Load.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. We are speaking with Rob Morse. We've been discussing a few things here and there. How would you like to finish this, sir?
We have millions of new gun owners, Bill. They don't yet know what you and I know. Can we do some self-defense gun stories just to remind them that, you know, buying that gun and putting it on shelf isn't quite enough? There are two stories. Boy meets Thor, girl meets Thor. Boy and girl win, Thor loses. But they're similar enough and different enough. Let me throw them out at you. And oddly enough, well, it's a little funny. The first one's in Parlin, Texas, so just south of Houston. You're at home Saturday night. It's after 10. Classic problem. You hear sounds from your back door. You go see what's happening. You're reaching for the back door when a guy with a hammer smashes through the window, opens the door. He attacks you. You're backing up. He also attacks the other person who's living with the home with you. It doesn't say whether that's a girlfriend or just another male roommate, but we got two people versus crazy person with a hammer. Both of you are hurt. Now, here's where you face this ugly, ugly decision. I assume you care about the person you're living with. You have to turn your back on them, run to get your gun. That's what you choose to do because you're losing the fight with the hammer. You come back and you shoot your attacker. That's when he stops attacking. You have the presence of mind to stop shooting. After getting beat up with a hammer, when you shoot a guy and he stops, that takes some real character, or you have to have practiced. You have to know the laws that when he stops attacking, your justification for using lethal force stops.
Right.
The good news is everybody survived, including the guy coming through the door. The bad news is you call 911 and EMS gets to take all three of you to the hospital. Because fighting with a hammer is just a bad, bad option. So now I want to compare. Go ahead.
No, I was just saying, that's rough.
It makes me suddenly appreciate. Well, you used sticks and knives during your combatives training?
Sure.
Wow. Wow. Somebody who knows how to fight with those tools really could just take us apart. So let's compare it to Lucerne Valley, California. It's the south end of Death Valley. Nowhereville, if there ever were. I mean, the homes are hundreds of feet, if not hundreds of yards apart. And it's just a Friday morning. A woman's there living alone. She hears something strange toward the back of her house. This time, she comes armed. And a guy breaks through her door with a hammer. And he threatens her, says he's going to kill her. And she stops him after he's entered the home. Your attacker runs outside. Again, you don't chase him. You don't shoot him as he's running away. You call 911. Police find him lying in the street out in front of your house. EMS takes him to the hospital. You don't have to go to the hospital. You do have to call a locksmith and a carpenter to get your door repaired. This rural area is widely used by drug traffickers, and we don't know why. This guy could just have been crazy. Maybe the drug traffickers said, hey, my neighbor two houses down, she's home too often. She might see what I'm doing. Here, which one of you guys has a crazy druggie who will kill her for us? No one knows why this guy got wound up to break in your door. Thank goodness this woman was armed. And out here, Bill, you've quoted the statistic, 11.11 minutes on average for the police to arrive. In a situation like this, it's probably three or four times that.
Right. That's at best, yeah.
Now, interestingly enough, this is California. And it turns out it's part of, I believe, San Bernardino County, where this woman could get a carry permit. And the magic words, yes, I have justified need, Sheriff. I'd like to carry it for personal protection inside and outside the home. Well, okay, that's a good enough excuse. It's a shame that excuses like that are required rather than just, are you not a felon, ma'am? No, I'm not. Okay, go have your permit. But if those are the magic words, I hope she'll get one. Because in California, this woman can't even walk out to her mailbox armed. And she's at risk. We don't know how this man was connected, who else might now be looking to attack her. New gun owners have these strange assumptions. I've got a gun. When was the last time they tried to lay their hands on it and put it into action? I don't want you to walk around your house with a loaded firearm. You need some snap caps. Put some next to your ammunition. If you keep the gun unloaded, go load a magazine. Go load your gun. And I'm afraid you're not going to need a stopwatch. You're going to need a calendar to figure out how long that takes you. And now figure out how many steps it is from your front door to the family you'd love to protect. Wow. Wow. There's some things that new gun owners need to learn, Bill. You've learned them over 40 years of experience, and too many of them are just now entering the gun culture. We need to have open hearts, open minds. Here, buy me a drink. Let's go talk about protecting your family. I think that's how most of us learn most things.
Well, in today's world, it should be. You know, I know what you're saying is absolutely true, especially with all of these new adults. They're not new adults, but they're new gun owners. They never thought they had to buy a gun before. And then when they started looking at a world without police, I guess that's when they thought they needed to consider this. And it's not intuitively easy to shoot. There's a couple things that you do with your hands, the way you grip a gun and everything else, that the first time you do it, if you don't know how to do it, it's going to feel a little foreign. And for people that have that, you know, They that awkward feeling sort of is could be off-putting for some people. And to expect them to have that accelerated learning curve in a time when there's no ammo to learn with.
Right. Well, so strange. I was talking to somebody about this. If you had to give your biggest nugget to new shooters, the one that's probably 1, 2, and 3 on my list would be go slow.
Yeah.
If you try and draw fast before you know how to draw smooth, you're going to learn garbage that's going to take you a long time to unscramble. Practice for 5 minutes, first and last thing in the day. Literally in a week, it won't feel foreign. The sights will appear right before your eyes. You'll go, how is that happening? You'd learn to draw a gun.
Muscle memory.
Didn't even
muscle
need memory. A single bullet.
Yep.
Yeah.
And that first
guy. Who's coming up next, Bill?
Dan.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Dan had to. I had to get the gang. I had to get the content crew together. You, Dan, and Dean. That sounds like like a beach music group, doesn't it? Yeah.
Dan, Dean, and yes, it does.
Yeah,
I love it.
Dan, Dean, and Rob.
It's a group I'm very proud to be with. Bill, thank goodness you're doing better. Talk to you Monday.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Coming up next, Dan Zimmerman, the editor-in-chief from thetruthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. At Bedford Camera and Video, we value freedom as much as our customers do. To this end, Bedford's is your one-stop shop for all of your camera or video needs. Our customer service is based on satisfying our customers with the latest equipment and a team of experts that will ensure you have all you want or need. Go to Bedfords.com. Preserving memories, recording technique, commemorating the victory or the hunt. Since 1974, this is Bedford Camera and Video.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.